Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Star 102 plays more music while you work and listen on radio.com. It is the Jen and Tim show, and we're so glad that Rachel Piazza, who is a nail tech, is going to be joining the show actually right now and let us know what in the world do you do with your nails.
Okay, Rachel, if we all have our leftover nails on, whether they're acrylics or gels or dips, what can we use to take them off at home?
Right. So you definitely want to use pure acetone, not regular nail polish remover. And it's easiest if you take a little cotton ball or a piece of cotton and soak it in the acetone and wrap a small piece of foil around it. Typically do one hand at a time. It's easier when you're doing it yourself. You also could soak your nails in a bowl with acetone, just a little bit, just to cover the nail bed. But definitely a glass or metal bowl, or else you'll have a mess. And then typically if it's shellac, it should come off pretty quickly, and you can just use an orangewood stick and chip it right off.
Is there any way we can do some self-pampering at home with our nails?
If they don't have cuticle oil at home, they can use like an oil from the kitchen, you know, olive oil, just one of those oils that could help put a little moisture back into your nail bed, and then obviously a good lotion to moisturize.
Anything we shouldn't be doing to our nails during our stay-at-home order?
I don't recommend peeling off the shellac, but given the situation, I understand it's a little bit of a difficult situation right now. Peeling it off can definitely ruin your nail bed.
What about supplies that we can pick up on our own right now, whether we're shopping online or doing a quick run to the grocery store for essentials?
A good cuticle oil is always good to have on hand. C&D makes a great one. You could probably order it on Amazon, grocery store, Target. Would be fine just to get you through.
So what's the most important thing we should be doing to take care of our nails at home right now?
I would just say moisturize, because with all the hand soap and Purell, they're probably getting really dry. So at this point, moisturize, moisturize, moisturize.